With some notable exceptions, the overall economy of Southeast Alaska may have improved in the last year. In a recent presentation to the Sitka Economic Development Association, Juneau economist Eric McDowell said that the national economic downturn has kept more people living and working in Southeast. From KCAW in Sitka, Robert Woolsey reports.
During a period of overall economic decline, just holding your own might be considered good news. McDowell said that the population of Southeast Alaska was up this year, 0.3%. Tongue firmly in cheek, he told Sitkins at the community's new Performing Arts Center, "We're booming."
Take a look at this. We're not declining anymore as a region. That's good news. Stability. One of the reasons might be that with the economy going to hell everywhere else, there's no place to go, so we're sticking it out here. And population trends in Alaska tend to be counter to what's happening on the West Coast. If things are okay in Alaska and really booming in California, we lose population. If things are not so good in Alaska, but they're worse in Washington, we gain population. But in any event, it looks like this long-term thing has come to a halt.
The long-term thing is a decades-long slide in population that has eroded the underpinnings of the Southeast economy and marginalized it politically. McDowell said that the trend had other curious reversals, too.
It used to be that the smaller communities and the more remote areas of the region lost first, but you've had some losses, and Juneau's lost the most, and Ketchikan as well. And so who's losing has changed from a couple of years ago.
McDowell said that region-wide employment was up in most sectors, along with population. Through 2008, the retail and service industries were showing more employment. The leisure and hospitality industry was up. The seafood processing industry showed a slight decline in employment. He pointed to commercial fishing as a bright spot. Sitka is the 10th largest fishing port in the country by value. Over the last 5 years, the price paid to fishermen for salmon, halibut, and cod has doubled on average. McDowell said last year's financial crisis hurt the market for premium fish, but it looked like the conscientious household consumer was going to make up the difference.
The current sales are slower than last summer when the banking crisis hit. Lines of credit shriveled up, so major buyers for Sitka-based seafood just couldn't buy as much in advance, and so they're making us hold the inventory, and then when they get a few bucks out of the bank, then they can continue buying. Also, because we have premium fish, the premium tablecloth market declined some, but people are buying more for their homes.
The cruise and charter fishing industries were a different story. McDowell said that this year's anticipated 221,000 cruise visitors in Sitka was the lowest since 2001. He said Sitka remains a secondary cruise market and subject to dramatic changes when one or two ships change itineraries. The downturn forecast for expensive cruise bookings to Alaska's interior was not significantly reducing demand for Southeast cruises. Nationwide, McDowell said sport fishing was declining, with new lodges and boats in the industry more likely to suffer than established businesses. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.